Well, the Yankees and Red Sox both picked up their first wins of 2012. Last night in Baltimore, Ivan Nova allowed 2 runs on 10 hits over 7 strong innings as the Yankees clipped the Orioles 6-2, averting the franchise's first 0-4 start since 1973. In Toronto, Ryan Sweeney singled home the go-ahead run in the ninth as the Red Sox rallied to beat the Blue Jays 4-2, avoiding the first back-to-back 0-4 starts in team history. Elsewhere in the AL, Texas pounded Seattle 11-5, the Angels dropped Minnesota 5-1, the White Sox doubled up Cleveland 4-2, and Oakland blanked Kansas City 1-0. Over to the NL last night in New York, David Murphy lined a walk-off RBI single in the ninth as the Mets improved to 4-0 with their 4-3 win over Washington. Several fans left Citi Field chanting, "Undefeated, undefeated. Enjoy it while it lasts." Elsewhere, San Francisco shut out Colorado 7-0. St. Louis got by Cincinnati 7-5. Houston cruised past Atlanta 8-3. Milwaukee fought off the Cubs 7-5. And Miami beat Philadelphia 6-2. In other baseball news, Marlins manager Ozzie Guillen is flying home to Miami today on the club's off day, where he'll apologize again for telling a magazine he loves Fidel Castro. Guillen told Time magazine he loves the Cuban leader and respects him for staying in power so long. Guillen apologized over the weekend after the story broke last week. To the NBA, Oklahoma City down Milwaukee 109-89, Orlando routed Detroit 119-89, the Lakers beat New Orleans 93-91, Memphis held off the Clippers 94-85, Indiana got by Toronto 103-98, Washington hammered Charlotte 113-85, Denver rolled over Golden State 123-84, Houston edged Portland 94-89, Utah dumped San Antonio 91-84, and Phoenix blew out Minnesota 114-90. In NFL news, after hearing their appeals last week, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has upheld the suspensions of Saints coach Sean Payton, general manager Mickey Loomis, and assistant head coach Joe Vitt. All three are being penalized for their respective role in the team's bounty scandal. Payton will sit out the entire 2012 season, while Loomis will miss 8 regular season games and Vitt 6. Goodell also upheld the team's $500,000 fine and loss of second-round draft picks this year and next. Former New Orleans defensive coordinator Greg Williams did not appeal his indefinite suspension. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.